All right, it's the Joe and Alex show, and Xandra is on the phone right now with us because she met some guy and fell in love, apparently, in the snake pit over the weekend, which is good news, I guess. She told us all about how they met. They made out. He swept her off her feet. He carried her out of the crowd, but, of course, she didn't get her number. Producer MYK says this guy's on hold right now, and he says he's the guy. So, all right, hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, this is Jake.
From, like, State Farm, or?
No. Jake from the snake pit.
Okay, Jake the snake. All right, what's going on, man?
Nothing, really. Just listening to Xandra tell her story, and I figured I'd call in because...
Hey, Jake. Oh, my God. I was close with the name. Hi.
Yeah, I remember you, Xandra. I definitely remember you, but... I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't really going to call in, but I figured I heard her telling her story about what she thought happened, and I just felt I had to set the record straight, because, I mean, you got to be kidding me, right, Xandra? You know, like, none of that happened the way you said it went down, right?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you saying? What actually happened here?
Not what she thought happened.
Okay, so elaborate.
All right, well, first of all, she was not all there. Like, she was high or drunk or on something. I have no idea. But let's just say she mentally was not in the snake pit, if you know what I mean. Physically, she was there. Mentally, not there.
Okay.
So, like, I'm in there, and I see her look over at me, you know, through the crowd. And, you know, she comes up to me, and she's dancing on me, which is fine. And that part's true. I mean, I'm a guy. I'm not going to stop, you know, someone from dancing on me, you know, as long as it's female.
Yeah, and, typical. Okay.
Then she got pretty weird, you know. No offense, but you kind of went off the deep end. She just kind of went straight for my shorts, taking off my shorts and stuff. And
whoa.
Yeah, and then she went to kiss me, and I'm like, what? So I dodged it, and then, like, you know, it just, everything was just happening so fast, and, you know, she was just, like, just clinger, you know, just on me like a freaking helicopter, just right over my shoulder. Dude, and then, like, she literally drooled on me. Like, she was, like, on my shoulder, and then next, you know, I'm like, I looked up because I thought something dripped on me. It's her mouth.
Ew!
Yeah, like a waterfall coming out of her mouth on my shoulder. I'm like, what the heck is going on? That's how, like, gone she was. Like, she was gone. So I'm, like, sitting there, and I got this weird girl drooling on me. I can, you know, she can barely stand. Her eyes are rolling in the back of her head. I'm like, this girl needs, like, an exorcism or a medical test, you know? So, you know, I'm like, I gotta, you know, like, I did what I supposed to do. I brought her to the medical tent because she was gone. Like, I...
Yeah, you sounds like you did the right thing.
Yeah, she sounds like she might have been having some problems.
Yeah, she was definitely... I didn't want to be responsible for any of that. Like, I'm just a complete stranger. She's a complete stranger to me. I'm a complete stranger to her. Last thing I want is someone say, well, that's the guy who was with that girl who was, you know, shouldn't be walking, you know? So I brought her over to the medical tent. I left her with the doctors, and I definitely never said she was hot, you know?
Then what did you say? What did you say to her?
I said she was a hot mess, but not hot, you know? She was gone.
Xandra, do you, like, does this sound right to you?
No. Why are you acting so different? This is so messed up.
Well, I mean, just trying to tell you what happened. I mean, and what, like, what are you even telling your parents? I mean, you told your parents about a guy you met for 15 minutes at a concert. I mean, you were gone. Like, you were gone. Like, you got dropped off at...
Why are you trying to embarrass me like this in front of all these people?
You called the radio station looking for me. Telling you, I'm just, honestly, you know what? I'm glad you called the radio station looking for me, because I was actually worried about you, because the position you were, the situation, the whatever you were in, I left that concert thinking, what the hell was that?
Xandra?
I was like, oh my God, that's a great guy, but I'm obviously wrong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am. I was.
Xandra, do you think it's possible that what he's saying is true? Like, maybe you were just really drunk or something and you just remembered it differently?
Because I've had that experience before. You know, I've had a night out and I'm like, oh, that's what I did. Interesting.
But, like, he was so nice that night and now he's just a jerk.
The thing is, you can say what you want, but I'm not the one that's acting different. You're just finally sober now and can kind of get a grasp of what happened. Like, I'm exactly who I was before. You just mentally weren't there to meet me.
All right, Jake. I mean, I think she's pretty heartbroken about it.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe we could just lay off her a little bit. It seems like obviously we have different views of what happened at Snake Pit, and that's definitely different views.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe we can have a couple doctors call in to verify the story if she really wants.
All right,
Jake, we get it. You think she's a little bit crazy, dude. Like, just, I'm not going to hang up on her, but I do feel kind of bad here for Xandra because it sounds like you might have been a little too drunk, or I don't know if you smoked or ingested anything, but you just apparently remember things a little bit differently than what happened with Jake.
Yeah, don't just chalk this up as a loss. Move on. You're going to be fine. Like, God knows I've had my fair share of dating woes, so this is nothing, Xandra. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, you ever drool on anyone, Alex?
I never have drooled on anybody.
No, but I think we all kind of...
Drool on anybody. He's just being disgusting.
I feel really bad for Xandra this morning. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right, girl. But hey, look, at least he called in. I mean, he didn't have to do that. So, I mean, you got your closure. Not a lot of people get closure, so there's that.
I just feel so disappointed. I really thought he'd react differently, but thank you. I really appreciate your help, and thank you for being nice about it and not a jerk like him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you,
if we could, hold on, last-minute audible, right? Audible, as I say it, last-minute change of plans or an idea here, however you say that. What if we did this for you guys? You guys heard about 400 Fest?
Yeah.
Yeah, like with the Chainsmokers and DNCE and just tons of other great artists. Yeah. Maybe we have you guys get a pair of tickets and you try this again.
I don't think so. He's so mean.
How about we do this, Xandra? How about we give you a pair of tickets so that you can just take a girlfriend, okay?
Oh, my God. Yes, I would love that.
There we go.
We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets.
Throw in a bib so that way I can keep my shirt dry and I'll think about it.